be some of the things that work together for our good. Work together for those who love God. Work together for those who are the called according to His purpose. May God sanctify the thoughts that have been given to your comfort and edification, to His praise, is my prayer, if not the seed, for Christ's sake. I thank you, Elder Rustin.
It seems to me that the Lord has kept the best wine till the last of the meeting. It just seems wonderful to sit and listen to that. I just wish that every old school Baptist in this country could hear that sermon and enjoy it as I felt to enjoy it. Wonderful, wonderful exposition of the Word of God. I do think our dear brother was blessed exceedingly this evening, and it seemed very good to me to listen to it all the way through. When he was speaking about subject to the same hope, that hope seemed to be very sweet to me, and I thought of the glorious hope, a glorious hope. It's a glorious hope, and it's a hope that saves. We frequently quote, "By grace are ye saved," but in that scripture that he has been speaking from, he says we are saved by hope. And so that if we have a hope, it's well with us. It's well with us while we live, and it's well when we're called to die. I often think of my dying day. It's on my mind very much. Not that I have any thought of passing away or anything like that, but I think that the wonders of eternity come up before me very much, especially in the springtime when I see the change of the surface of the earth and the trees and the flowers and everything and the singing of birds. I think how suddenly it has come from the cold winter, and how suddenly earth will change for heaven, where we shall see His face, where we shall never sin. To the children of God who sin and who grieve because of sin, they cannot help but hope for such a change. What a hope that is. And our hope, as our brother spoke about, hope that is seen is not hope. But it seems there is a patient waiting, and that patient enduring, is what David meant when he said, "I waited patiently," or enduringly, for the Lord. Enduringly. What a wonderful thing the Lord gives us, a mind that is so strengthened by His Spirit to endure all things. It's because of the love of God. It's like that charity that suffers long and is kind. And that love that brings us together and makes us to feel for one another. I thought today, when we were calling upon several of our dear brethren, and particularly our dear brother Dan Campbell, when we drove into their yard, we were late getting there, and he was sitting out under the tree all alone. And I thought, there he is. I suppose he's having thoughts on good things. And as soon as he knew it was myself that spoke to him, he was so pleased. He got up, he said, "Come on in the house." And then he met the various ones. And then he said, "I've got a number of questions." "Oh, don't go yet," he said. "I've got a number of questions." And so he kept putting questions, and we went over the ground of each of them, giving our feeling about them. And I was about to ask Brother Lambert to speak in prayer, when Brother Lambert and I had the same thought together, that he was the one to speak in prayer. And so he spoke in prayer, and we pulled out of there. But it seemed a very sacred meeting to me. It seemed something that I might not see in here. And I said to him, "Brother Dan, sometimes I feel as though I would be happy if I was like you are, so close to eternity." Seemingly, so close to eternity. What a wonderful thought to fly away and be forever with the Lord. Fly away and be at rest. What a wonderful thing. If even those our loved ones who are sick, and we have those here present, I know that they're borne down with anxiety, but if they once had the love of Christ in their heart, if they had the least hope in God, they are better off if the Lord took them home to be forever with the Lord. We would grieve for them, but nevertheless, how sweet to think that they have gone where God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, all tears, all sorrow, all sighing, gone, no more pain, no more death. Those are the former things, these things that our brother has been speaking of, that work together for our good, that make us sick of this world, you might say, make us pine for a better country, that is a heavenly, make us long to see the King in his beauty, Jesus Christ, who is our hope, who is our hope, who is our expectation, for whom have I in heaven but thee, and there's none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Now, my dear ones, I do not intend, I have no feeling that I could add anything, and I wouldn't take anything away from what you have heard spoken this evening. I felt it was just wonderful to sit and listen to the preaching. I just felt, I wish I could keep him up here, and I felt I want him to come up north somewhere anyhow, and I wish I could keep him here. I've enjoyed the meeting, this May meeting, very, very much. I've enjoyed Elder Lambert. I told him the first day, I said, you preach yourself into my heart. And it is just, that's the way I felt. And this evening, it just seemed that he clenched every point as he went along. He left nothing uncertain. He brought proof to everything that he said. And I felt that the master of the feast had kept the best wine till last. Shall we sing a few verses from the psalm that we sang from? Just a few verses, the last few verses of the psalm, the 103rd psalm. In that psalm, there is a desire that the angels shall praise God, that his servants shall praise God, and I would like to us to join our voices in this praise. In the 19th to the end, it says, the Lord prepared at hath his throne in heavens firm to stand, and everything that being hath his kingdom doth command. O ye his angels that excel in strength, bless ye the Lord, ye who obey what he commands and hearken to his word. O bless and magnify the Lord, ye hosts, glorious hosts of his, ye ministers that do fulfill whate'er his pleasure is. O bless the Lord, all ye his works, wherewith the world is stored, in his dominion everywhere. My soul, bless thou the Lord. The 103rd psalm, from the 19th verse to the end, let us rise and sing.
The Lord prepared at his throne in heaven's firm to stand, and everything that being
Heavenly Father, we desire to thank Thee for the grand privilege that we have enjoyed in communing with Thy people in this section of the country. We feel that even though the political rulers of our nations are different, that our sovereign ruler is the same. Even though the currency that we use is different, but this currency of the money that is used for salvation is the same. We realize, O Heavenly Father, that Thou art sovereign God over all things, and we desire to thank Thee from the very depth of our heart for this grand and blessed privilege that we have had in communing with Thy children in this section of the country. O Lord, now, as we shall depart and go to our respective places of abode, we pray Thee that Thou wouldest watch over this people. Keep them, O God, as the apple of Thine eye. Keep them in the hollow of Thy hand. Bless this dear servant in his ministration as pastor to this church. We pray Thee that Thou wouldest inspire him with courage, strengthen his faith, renew his hope day by day. Bless those of the little flock in this country. Bless them, O precious Father, to look unto the shepherd who is the bishop of their souls. Look unto Jesus. Look unto Thee as Thy keeper. Providentially care for them. Save them, O Lord, in this life. Guard, guide, and direct us, each and every one of us. And at last, O Lord, when time shall be no more, if it could be Thy accordance to Thy will, receive us up into that upper and better kingdom, up into that country where there are no barriers, up into that place where there could be no divisions politically or in any sense of the word, but where all Thy people shall be as one, united in sweet fellowship and love, and there bask in the sunlight of Thine eternal love on the sunny banks of sweet deliverance, is our prayer, if not received, for Christ's sake. Amen. Amen.